How about LaKeven Smith? What do you, how the, why did you guys go after him?
He's a player that I have some familiarity with. You know, he has obviously played all three spots in the 3-4 system in New England. Has been a productive player in the time that he's played, but he's also been behind, you know, some extremely talented people in New England. So, you know, he's done some good things, and he continues to get better. He's a younger player. He's healthy. You know, he's the size we want, and he understands how to play that position. So, his versatility and the fact that we can add him to the mix is a good thing for our team.
Your familiarity with Bill help with those conversations and getting this done?
Sure, of course. Bill's great to work with. We have continue to have a solid relationship, and you know, and that, you know, we didn't have any arguments about this thing.
Just Brandon Marshall's obviously back in the news. Can you say if you met with him yesterday?
I'm not talking about that. Those are all private meetings, and you know, we're trying to do what's best for the football team.
Are you worried though he's going to be a distraction this
season? Nope, I'm not worried about that. He's out here. He had a good practice today, and looking forward to continuing to do that.
Why do you feel that kind of confidence? Why do you feel that kind of confidence?
I'm confident about a lot of things. I know that. Our team's going the right direction. You know, our players understand what we're trying to do and get done, and Brandon's out here performing the way that he's capable of performing. So, you know, I don't have a reason to feel otherwise.
What do you need to see from him to revisit a contract extension with him, which he obviously wants?
Again, I'm not going to get into that. Those things are private matters, and when and if, or you know, what we're doing at this point, we're going to keep, you know, behind closed doors.
Josh, whether it's Brandon or any other player, you know, who's dealing with contracts, this kind of thing, is there any advantage for a coach, a motivational factor for players that they have to perform to be rewarded? And you see motivation in that respect?
Are you talking about now or at any point?
At any point, like going into a season, and, you know, I think if he plays well, it helps him. And
I think everybody in this, I hope everybody in the world, you know, you do your job well, you're going to be rewarded, and you know, and he's no different. You know what I mean? We're all in the same boat. We're trying to do the best we can, and hopefully we'll all be given what we're, you know, what we've earned and deserved. And but that applies to everybody.
Football wise, how has he done this week, and will he start on Saturday? Will he play a lot of?
It'll depend. I mean, we, you know, last week we started in four receivers, so we, you know, we started four of them out there, and certainly every day is a day he gathers more information about our offense and our system, and you know, we'll make that decision as we go forward here, but certainly a chance that he could be on the field.
Would you play Brian Dawkins on Saturday? Brian Dawkins, or is that too risky?
Again, we'll make the decision here as we go. I mean, it's too far away from the game to say whether or not we'll go ahead and put him out there or not.
A quarterback question not involving Kyle and Chris for once. Brett Favre, thoughts?
No, it doesn't surprise me that he's back. Glad we don't play the Vikings. You know, he's a hell of a player, always will be. You know, I don't know when he's going to lose the ability to be a very good quarterback, but it isn't right now. It wasn't last year. You know, he beat us last year 34-31, and we did just about everything we could do to try to beat their team with him as the quarterback, and he just finds ways to win and does things that are, you know, that only a few people can do. And Minnesota's going to be very fortunate to have him pulling a trigger.
Offensive coordinator didn't score enough in that game?
In fact, we did everything we could. We scored in the last play of the game, and we couldn't get enough in. So he's a talented guy, and it's scary when you're coaching against him.